Catering services are also available. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says a little more rain this morning, then intervals of clouds and sun this afternoon. It'll be windy, high near 47 today, some flurries maybe tonight. Ed will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers don't hear much good news these days. The budget is falling apart, schools are struggling, and top leaders are feuding. So the selection of John Cullerton as the next Senate president has thrilled legislators hungry for any sign that things will get better. That optimism also means Cullerton faces high expectations. People are throwing around words like harmony and era of change when talking about Cullerton leading the Senate and negotiating with the cantankerous House Speaker and Governor. Cullerton is taking over because of the retirement of current Senate President Emil Jones, Governor Rod Blagojevich's most powerful legislative ally. Blagojevich no longer will be able to count on someone blocking legislation he opposes or taking his side in negotiations. Illinois lawmakers want to continue forcing the state's most profitable riverboat casinos to subsidize the horse racing industry. Sean Crawford has more.
Horse racing revenues have declined since casinos were legalized in Illinois. Courts have ruled the plan that takes money from the wealthiest riverboats and pumps it into the racing industry is legal. Lawmakers, especially those with racetracks in their districts, pushed keeping the subsidy in place for at least three more years. They say horse breeders and others associated with racing will benefit, saving jobs and helping the economy. But those who represent areas where the largest casinos operate see it differently. Democratic Senator Linda Holmes of Aurora.
The casinos to Illinois have been sort of like this, you know, goose that lays the golden egg. And we keep hammering them with tax increases, subsidies to the tracks. And I'm, as a business owner, don't know any other business that subsidizes a competing business.
The subsidy is worth an estimated $30 million a year. The plan is headed to the governor's desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
Authorities in Vermilion County are investigating a Sunday afternoon crash that killed a Fairmont woman. The county coroner says 60-year-old Doris Castle died when she lost control of her eastbound car on the Catlin-Homer Road, leaving the roadway and overturning. She died at a hospital a short time later. Her 11-year-old grandson was a passenger in the vehicle and was being treated yesterday at the hospital. Coles County authorities say two former employees of a group home in Charleston have been charged with first-degree murder and other offenses in connection with the August death of a resident at the home. Another former worker at the Gravewood Foundation home is accused of lying to police about the investigation. Coles County State's Attorney Steve Ferguson says 25-year-old Christopher P. Oliver, whose address is unknown, and 22-year-old Daniel Clark of Chicago are charged with first-degree murder and may have had direct roles in the attack on Dustin Higgins at the home on August 24th. Oliver is being held on a $150,000 bond, while Ferguson says Clark is working with an attorney to arrange his surrender. Illinois State Police say they ticketed or arrested 65 partygoers, about two-thirds of them Bradley University athletes, in a weekend raid at an off-campus house in Peoria. Sergeant Tony Halsey, a safety education officer for the state police, says troopers made the raid at about 1 a.m. Sunday. Halsey says the partygoers were ticketed for either illegal consumption or possession of alcohol by a minor or presence on a premises where minors consumed alcohol. 44 of them were listed on the rosters of Bradley athletic teams, including men's cross-country, soccer, baseball, and tennis, and women's tennis, softball, cross-country, and track and field. Northwestern University student Anna Yermakova says she was shocked to be named a Rhodes Scholar yesterday, especially since the Russian immigrant didn't understand what a Rhodes Scholarship was when she first submitted her application. Yermakova and fellow Northwestern student Mallory Dwinnell were named Rhodes Scholars. They'll travel to England to study at Oxford University, along with 30 other Americans chosen by the Rhodes Trust. Yermakova is a biochemistry major. She says she didn't understand what the scholarship was until her professors told her, and then she didn't think she'd win. Yermakova came to this country as an 11-year-old who spoke little English. Her family lives in suburban Buffalo Grove. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we have a little bit of everything in the forecast today. What are we leaving out? A tornado? A hurricane?
Perhaps.
I don't have those. I never have a hurricane forecast for this area.
Well, the effects of a hurricane. Sometimes.
Yeah, the remnants.
Well, we have showers, we have clouds, we have some sun, we have some wind, we have some flurries coming up tonight.
Yeah, but we don't have a blizzard.
All right.
And actually, for travel, since we got a few moments, I'll just say so far it's not looking bad. And around here, and if you are doing any traveling, we have a couple of special talk tos coming up this week. And the first one is tomorrow at 12:40 p.m. Special edition of Talk Dead tomorrow afternoon at 12:40. And then on Wednesday morning at 7:50. So ahead of your Thanksgiving travel plans, you can call in to get a custom forecast here on AM 580. So we'll be doing that for you tomorrow afternoon at 12:40, Wednesday morning at 7:50. But right now, it's not looking too bad for travel on Wednesday or Sunday or Thursday. Probably the most dicey day